الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on June 11, 2023, in a meeting with a number of scientists, specialists, experts, and officials of Iran's nuclear industry. Back then, pro-Western people used to humiliate the nation, and today nation is humiliating people who are pro-Western. Today, our nation is humiliating those individuals who have such thoughts and illusions. How do they humiliate them? With these things that you have constructed and shown us here. This is humiliating people who are pro-Western. This shows the big mistake of those who wanted people to believe that the Iranian nation is incapable. For 20 years, the West has been focusing on our nuclear capabilities. Today, our nuclear facilities and progress, that is our nuclear supplies, are more than 100 times what they were 20 years ago. That is, today, we have more than 100 times the nuclear supplies that we had in 2003. Which was the beginning of our nuclear challenge with the West, the continuous sanctions, and the like.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Those who are skilled in this field and informed say this. This is the reality of our country. Of course, they did everything they could to stop this movement. They also committed crimes, assassinated people, and took these dear scientists from us by way of their atrocities. They thought that if they took Shahriari, Ali Mohammadi, and the rest from us, the work would stop. The work didn't stop. It wasn't interrupted. And thank God, it moved forward. That is, our young people and our scientists proved that this industry has been indigenized, that it belongs to the nation, and that it cannot be taken away from this nation. They now confess to this too. I would also like to say something beside the main point here. It is something beside the main point, but important. You see, about 500 years have passed since the event that is known in the West as the Renaissance, the change in the path of the lives of the Westerners. During the Renaissance, the most fundamental issue that existed was the confrontation between science and religion. That is, they wanted to say that if you want to progress scientifically, you should put aside religion, spirituality, and the like. This was the most important, or one of the most important lines of the thought of the Westerners' movement in the Renaissance. About 500 years have passed since that movement. Today, in the country of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is a country of spirituality and an Islamic republic, the most important scientific work is being done in competition with those who have been working in these scientific fields for so many years. Who is moving the work forward? The faithful youth, people like Fakhrizadeh and Shahriari, who were committed to praying the recommended midnight prayer, they are the ones moving the work forward. That is, science and spirituality are intertwined in this way. This is an important point that must be paid attention to.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.